powering the warehouse where your Amazon shipments come through, to powering the servers that run your favorite website. So, yeah. I mean, the impact could be devastating. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. As always, great calls on the Say Anything Show. If you want to join, 888-598-8464, 701-271-1100. Now let's get to our guest, Dan Patowski, author of Universal Coverage. Dan, welcome to the program. It's an honor to have you on, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
I love your book, and I loved it for two reasons. You folks were nice enough to send me out a review copy, and I picked it up, and I started reading it. And, you know, I get a lot of review copies of books, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, I kind of read them because I feel, I mean, they sent me a free book. I feel kind of obligated to read it. I picked this book up, and I couldn't put it down. I mean, it was, in addition to having a great political message, it was just a good work of fiction. It was a fun read. Well, maybe not so fun in some of the implications that you point out, but I thoroughly enjoyed reading the book.
Good. I'm glad. That was part of my goal, was to make it very accessible so that it's a great story and anybody can pick this up and read it just for the story content, for the way it flows through, so that you get the message. But you don't realize there's a message until as you get toward the end, you're like, wait a minute, I think I'm supposed to learn something here.
Yeah. You know, and it's the message itself is so important. And let me set the stage for it a little bit without necessarily giving anything away. Essentially, what we've got is we've got a family. They're a successful family. Father's an engineer. Mother is, works at a university as an administrator. They've got one son who they love dearly. And they've got, I mean, it's been pretty much, no real rough spots, good marriage. Everything's, you know, going pretty well for them. But one day their son collapses while playing baseball, and they take him in and they start to, participate in the national healthcare system that their version of the version of America that's in your book has, a healthcare system, by the way, that they helped create through their activism in college and by voting for the existing president. And they come to find out that when the government controls healthcare, it limits choice, and they're left with so few choices. And it's just shocking because, as they're going through and they're dealing with the bureaucracy and they're working through this, I think a lot of people are going to start to recognize some of the bureaucracy they deal with, not because they deal with that when they get their health care now, but because they deal with that when they do things like get building permits now, or when they, you know, renew their driver's license and things like that. It's really shocking to take that sort of standing in line at the DMV and associating it with health care. And you do it so well in the book.
Thank you. I mean, well, that is one of the critical elements of the story, is how the nature of how you receive healthcare services will change. As you said, building permits, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of contractors and small business people as part of your audience. And those business people are probably more familiar about what it's like to deal with the government than your average homeowner. You know, your average person goes to work every day and gets their paycheck. They do a good job. But they're not used to going and getting permission to do things. And that's what a building permit, and that's what healthcare will become. In other words, right now, you just call the doctor and you go see the doctor. Everything is direct as far as you making the appointment and things. But if you need to get permission to see the doctor, in other words, if the government takes that gatekeeper role and says, well, wait a minute now, what kind of priority is this? Do you need to see the doctor right now? Maybe you can wait a week. And some bureaucrat is going to make that decision. And that is most frightening of all to me.
Yeah, and, you know, we see indications of this already. Now, obviously, a few weeks ago, we had a controversy, and I'm not sure if you saw it or not, Dan, but we had a controversy involving a government panel essentially creating a recommendation that runs contrary to what a lot of the experts, like the American Cancer Society and others, have said, saying that women should not test themselves at home for breast lumps, and that they should refrain from getting mammograms until they're in their 50s. And the idea behind this was to make our healthcare more efficient and cost less. And they're saying that getting these mammograms just resulted in a lot of false positives. And, you know, I'm sitting here and the United States as a whole has the best breast cancer survival rates in the world. Do you think that might be for a reason? And then, you know, after this came out, you know, the Obama administration came out and they kind of, you know, said, oh, don't pay attention to that. But there's an article, I actually posted it on the blog tonight, where 20 states have now cut funding for mammogram screenings based on this panel. I mean, and that's a very scary thing that's almost straight out of your book.
And that's another message that when I was writing universal coverage, what I wanted to show is how universal coverage is not so universal. Okay, the version that you think you're going to get, you think you're going to get all the care you need or all the care that you want. And that's completely different from what the government thinks you should have. And I put, you know, should in capital italic quotes. Because they have this panel now. Okay, well, you can't point the blame at any single person that issued a decree. Well, the panel decided. And that's one of the things that also shows up in the book. There's these panels. And forget about the hyperbole over death panels. Just look at this cancer case, okay? There's a recommendation, some guidance. That's how they always phrased it, with these euphemisms. But as you just pointed out, 20 states have now changed their funding and their rules and how they look at this one particular issue. Now, as we extrapolate that forward, you're going to have the government looking at, well, we're going to look at breast cancer. Then we're going to look at heart disease. Then we're going to look at, you know, stroke and different things like that. They're going to make all these decisions that right now people themselves and their families and their doctors generally make, okay? And as that expands, that's when life is going to get very, very difficult. And that's one of the things that I really wanted to show in the book was the frustration, particularly in the middle class. Most middle class people think, oh, this won't affect me. But the middle class is the one that's going to get hammered with this healthcare thing because they're the ones who, you know, they can, they're the ones making the wages that pay the taxes. And like it or not, you know, the bill is going to have to be paid. It's either going to get paid in higher taxes or it's going to get paid in a more dangerous way, which is less services. That's how I looked at it.
And, you know, one interesting, by the way, talking to Dan Patowski, author of Universal Coverage, fantastic new book out for sale now. You can purchase it on Amazon.com. I've also got the link to it up at sayanythingblog.com. Dan, one of the most interesting aspects of your book was the availability of an option that they had to opt out of the healthcare system. And it's so interesting because I that's really happening now, but it's happening the United, what in your book, it's what it is it's a basically a cruise ship that's operating out in international waters, and you can have yourself shuttled out there, and the cruise ship is stocked with doctors and surgeons and all these people that you can go out there to get your health care from. You can essentially, but if you opt out of the government system, you get punished. Now, what's interesting is that's already happening right now, except that the United States, in a lot of ways, is serving as the cruise ship for places like Canada or Great Britain. People come here to get the health care that they're not allowed to get in their government-run systems.
That's right. I wanted to show that there is that as Americans, we can find solutions. I mean, we found solutions to everything from building the Brooklyn Bridge to putting a man on the moon. And doctors, you know, are very resourceful people. I mean, they deal with disease and terrible things every day, and they're working hard at solutions. I put the solution on a cruise ship. You know, a doctor converts it into a floating hospital, and patients can go out there and get the care they need. But what's happening now, and I travel extensively throughout Europe and parts of the Caribbean, South America, and you'll see there you pay twice. In other words, you have, quote, universal health care, but you can't get in to see a doctor or you can't get the medicine you need. So, like you said, you come to America. But you'd be surprised how many people now are traveling to places like Singapore, like India, even from America now. They're looking for this other option that's more economical or more readily available in terms of timing. So people move around just as the marketplace will dictate. They'll find the place where they get the best care for the best price. And people like to think that, well, healthcare is something different. And in some ways it is different, but it still has to be paid for one way or another. And, you know, hopefully the United States doesn't go down this road. Hopefully this bill, you know, just doesn't pass. But at the same time, I'm confident that the doctors that I know are going to come up with some options. The problem is we're going to have to pay for it twice. You're going to be paying this tax or paying a fine, as they say. You know, if you don't have health care coverage, they're going to fine you. I mean, talk about a breach of freedom. I mean, since when in the United States are you mandated to do something like have health care? I mean, talk about a constitutional issue. I'd love to talk to some of the scholars about that one. But either way, you know, we're going to find ways to deliver quality health care, but the price is going to go up.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, fantastic book. So glad I got the opportunity to read it. And I'm gonna be honest with you. After I read the book, it inspired me to download Bonk's Bar onto my Kindle and read that as well. Yeah, that was another fantastic read. I enjoyed it immensely. I read them back to back. It took me about 3 days to get through both of them. just fantastic books, and I look forward to hearing more about this book. I hopefully it sells well for you, and I look forward to more books coming out from you.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and just to give you a little preview, the next book is about the legalization of marijuana.
All right. Hey, I'm all for it. Keep me in the loop.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was Daniel Patowski, author of Universal Coverage. You can find the link to, I've got a link straight to the Amazon page selling it on my blog, sayanythingblog.com. You can click there. You can find Mr. Patowski's book and read Bonk's Bar, too. That was also another fun read. We're up against a break. You're listening to the Say Anything Show on AM 1100 The Flag. Call in 888-598-8464-701.